Ian Martin told the Security Council that the people of Libya took to the streets on the 17th of February to mark the anniversary of the start of their revolution peacefully. He said the government, which has been in office for only 3 months, is preparing for the elections and has adopted an electoral law. Libyans are expected to vote for members of a body that will draft a constitution for the country.
The law provides for a mixed parallel electoral system with 120 seats to be elected by majoritarian races reserved for individual candidates and 80 seats to be elected by proportional race reserved for lists to be submitted by political or other groups. Like all electoral frameworks, this parallel system is a compromise among competing views and interests, but our judgment is that the law provides a reasonable foundation for the election of the National Congress, although some gaps and shortcomings remain.
Mr. Martin welcomed the fact that the law includes what he described as a modest formula to ensure participation of women. The election of a local council in Misrata on the 20th of February, he added, has demonstrated the determination of communities to establish the legitimacy of local representation.
Approximately 65% of the eligible population registered and 57% of registered voters cast their votes for 28 seats. The candidates elected were announced following a two-day counting period in a peaceful and amicable environment. The police and brigades provided comprehensive security within the city and outside of the 78 polling stations.
The successful conduct of the elections nationwide will depend on the improvement of the security situation in the country, said the UN envoy.
The Libyan authorities well recognize that their foremost challenge is to address the future of the revolutionary fighters and the wide circulation of weapons and to develop professional state security institutions under civilian control. However, while the diverse armed brigades continue to lack clear lines of command and coordination, there is some appreciable progress in the development of state authority over brigades in the provision of security, including through the establishment of local security committees under the direction of the Ministry of Interior to coordinate security operations among participating brigades.
Mr. Martin disclosed that some of the tremendous challenges the new government in Libya is facing include the tackling of illegal migration and smuggling, effective border control, and proliferation of weapons. In addition, there is the need to reverse policies of discrimination against minority communities and to foster national reconciliation among ethnic groups. Derek Mbata, United Nations.